Do you all know a song? There's a song that's very popular. You probably have heard it. Mary, Did You Know? It's performed by a whole list of different artists, and I believe the choir sang it last week at the Christmas pageant, if I'm right. But in case you're unfamiliar with the song basically asks the question, did Mary know that Jesus is the Savior? Did she know that she was going to give birth to God? And in our psalm and gospel text, we get the answer to this question. Did Mary know that Jesus is the Savior, the Son of God, God incarnate? The answer is yes. Today's gospel and psalm confirmed that Mary believed what the angel Gabriel told her, that she was going to give birth to the Messiah, and he will live up to his name, Jesus, which means God saves. A belief affirmed when Mary visits Elizabeth, and Elizabeth affirms that Mary will give birth to the Lord. And in response, Mary sings our psalm today, the Magnificat, a song that celebrates both what God has already done and what God will accomplish. A song that points to the purpose of Christ coming into the world. A song that speaks to the character of God and what the kingdom of God will look like. A song of joy and hope. A song that expresses how Mary feels about the upcoming birth of Christ. Mary sings, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me." Yet often, when I hear somebody speak about Mary or preach about Mary in a sermon, they often focus on Mary being young, or how she is going to have a son that does not belong to her fiancé. And these facts are often used to construct an image of fear and anxiety, to highlight how dangerous the situation would be for Mary. But when we hear this song, I hear Mary differently. I hear her as a prophet, someone who points to the hope we have in Christ. Because whatever fears Mary may have, they are overshadowed by joy that she has from the coming of the Messiah, her son. Today is the last Sunday in Advent. Tomorrow will begin the celebration of Christmas. The church will transform its colors from blue to white. We will gather by candlelight, and Christmas songs will be sung. A celebration that our King was born to Mary, that the announcement made by Gabriel and affirmed by Elizabeth and sung about by Mary came true. But Christmas does not end the waiting of hope. We still wait for the return of Christ. We wait for the day that our King will free us from abuse and oppression. The hungry will be fed, and of course the day when the dead will rise again, a day that gives us hope that overshadows our fears and anxiety. Yesterday, I was on Facebook, and there was this meme posted that said, I think as you grow older, your Christmas list grows shorter. Because the things you want can't be bought. And when I read this meme, I thought of the hope we have in Christ. Things that would be great to have. And often it's not things, it's people that come to mind. I think about the desire to have a repaired body. Or I think about our deceased loved ones. I think about peace on earth, justice, the end of famine and starvation. Things that make it easy to grieve in this world. Particularly as Christmas comes near. Makes it hard to get into the holiday spirit. We struggle with those feelings of loss, particularly as we talk about family. And I think this is the perfect place for our text today. Yet while we grieve and feel loss and fear and anxiety that may be with us, at the same time, our text reminds us that we have a light in the midst of the darkness. And that light is Christ, because when Christ died on the cross, a promise was made to us. A promise that is built on the promise that was made to Abraham. And that promise is the promise of the resurrection. That God will accomplish those things that seem impossible. And because God has made that promise, and we hold on to that promise, I can understand why Mary got so excited. Why she sang the Magnificat. Because she knew that God was coming soon. I mean, imagine this image. It only takes 9 months for a baby to arrive. And now she knows God is coming. God is coming. God is coming. And all she can do is say hallelujah. She celebrates because it's that hope that almost all of us wish for. I can't wait to see my loved ones. I can't wait to have perfect teeth again. I can't wait to have my body repaired. I can't wait for peace. It kind of reminds me of something we talked about at Bible study. And then at Bible study, we were talking about salvation. Going into the really deep things. And I said, and I thought this was really one of the most profound things I've said, so I'm going to compliment myself. And I realized, because I don't think I will be disappointed if I see more people than I expect in heaven. Because it's this idea that what a wonderful gift that God is talking about. You can read the Magnificat and see, oh, it's going to throw down the rich and all these things. But it also talks about people that are going to be fed. People that are being abused will no longer be abused. The lowly will be raised up. And then, of course, the promise we see on the cross is that those who have died, we will be with them again. And we will live with them into eternity. So, hallelujah. God